The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, May the 2nd, following our long bank holiday. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host for today is the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello.
I don't think it was a very long bank holiday. It was only one day extra.
It was for me.
I know it was for you, darling. It's awful. And my thoughts and hugs to your...
Thank you. Just for those that you don't know, I sadly lost my dad at the weekend. I'm not going to go into rooms and rooms about it, but I'm just going to dedicate this programme to Vic Andrews, who was a top bloke, and that's all I'm going to say.
What I thought was lovely was that you were with him when he passed away, which is really nice because I...
And lucky, because it was a complete shock. It wasn't expected.
And you were watching football with him, which is, you know, it's just a really lovely memory. Yeah. And rather than my dear dad, Vic, also passed away in hospital the minute I turned my back, you know, to go to the loo, which annoyed me, typical of him.
Yeah, it's a bloke thing now. Yeah. Wait till you go out of the room.
I was there holding his hand the whole time, went to the loo and off he popped. Yeah. But lovely, Vic.
Yeah, so I'm remembering my dad and I'm trying to think of it in positive terms and remember him at the best of times rather than the worst. So that's cool.
Agreed.
Let's kind of crack on for now.
Who might our sponsor be?
Today's show sponsor are the lovely folks at Channel Facilities Management, and we say a big thank you to them.
We love a facility, don't we?
We do like a facility, and they are very good with their facilities. They do a lot of things, but their main business is their commercial cleaning company.
Pop around with the duster.
Yeah, but they do all of their cleaning without using chemicals.
Which I love.
It's all eco-friendly stuff. It's really brilliant stuff. So massive thank you to them. They've been our sponsors for a while now, and we really do appreciate it. And big thank you to the team over there at Channel Facilities Management.
I need to talk to them about it. I've just had a delivery today of 8 bottles of eucalyptus oil.
Well, you've got a koala bear farm going on, sorry. What you got?
Eco-cleaning. It's lovely. Pop it down the loo, clean the toilets.
Hold on. You clean your toilets with eucalyptus oil?
Not with a koala bear.
I was going to say, would you put...
That would be a good bog brush.
Yeah, I was going to say, you put eucalyptus oil all over its ears and give it a swirl around the pan.
Actually, now you're talking.
Hold on. You use eucalyptus oil to clean your toilet?
Yeah.
Really?
And my floors.
Really?
And everything. I put it in the laundry, in the wash.
Really?
I'm like a little marvel with it. And actually,
She even sounded like Dame Edna, didn't
she?
I'm a little marvel possums.
Yeah. Little marvel possums.
Just sprinkle it on the little koala's ear.
But the smell is amazing. And people come to my little house, and darling, and they say, oh, your house smells lovely. And I say, yeah, I've just cleaned the loo. That's all it is. Right. Eucalyptus oil.
Does it work?
It's amazing, yeah. And it's really good for woolens and just everything. Your woolens, your washes.
You know, we went from toilets to woolens. Oh, you lost me there.
In a wash.
All right, okay.
And then mop the floor, not using a koala. I think people that like animals will be phoning in now saying...
Well, if I don't offend someone in this show most weeks, I'm upset now.
Well, exactly.
So it's the animal people this week. It's their turn to be upset.
Yeah.
No koalas were harmed in the making of this radio show.
Exactly. They're very sleepy creatures, aren't they?
Who? The audience?
The koalas.
Oh, the koalas, yeah. Right, okay.
You know why? I think it's the eucalyptus. It's probably what's affected me because I use it so much. But they sit on trees, don't they, and they just go... You hate my shaggy dog stories, my shaggy bear stories.
Well, I said to you, look, we've got a really packed show today, Jules. We can't waste any time.
Madgett Sowell loves my shaggy dog stories.
I'm sure she does. Yeah. Everybody does, Jules, at the right time. But when we've only got 2 hours, it's and we've got loads of people that we actually want to talk to because they're interested.
Let's introduce the guests because you don't like doing that. And I love the listener. So, listener, we're going to go from left to right. No, we're not. So we have Roland... from the St George's Hotel in somewhere
Rochester.
By the river, yeah, Rochester.
Is it?
What's your surname?
Stanley.
Oh, so like your grandpa.
Yeah, just the
Roland
same.
Stanley.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, and then next to Roland, we have Lynette Crisp from Parky Place.
See, because what she does here, she goes, let's introduce the guests. And I go, go on then. And she doesn't know who they are.
Neither do you.
I know who everyone is. Who's up next? Kenny Cox is up next. And Kenny's from Snapwire.
I know. And he's.
And then we've got the lovely Nettie Bunn.
Hang on. Yeah. Kenny is brilliant at apps and he's got a personal trainer app and all that sort of thing going on.
Has he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he used to live in Fulham.
That's right.
I know all about him.
See,
thank you
see
very
she
much.
Takes a, she pays attention to the muscly blokes. That's what it is, Roland. Yeah, that's what it is.
No, I'm going to meet Lynette and go on the zip wire and all that sort of thing.
Can you imagine Jules on a zip wire?
I'm going to make a den, aren't I?
I've already been invited.
I tell you what flashed through my mind there. None of you are probably old enough. Do you remember the rise and fall of Reginald Perry?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And every time he thought about his mother-in-law, it cut to a picture of a hippo.
Yeah. Annette's nodding. You're far too young.
I love you, but I saw it on the cake on
darling.
Gold.
Let's go out. So Annette from Rift Accounting is here. She sloped in at about 1 second to...
30 now. Seconds? Yeah. 30 Come on. Seconds. I'm never late.
But she never comes in a tiz, does she?
No.
You know, when people are late, they're generally a bit tizzy.
All the world's she's a stage and we make our entrances and exits. Yeah, she's very Shakespearean.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks. I'm so not that old.
Yeah.
She will be chipping in, probably talking about Paul's dress today. I thought it looked rather nice.
Is he wearing a dress?
His attire.
Yeah. He's wearing blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But blue with a little hint of beige. Yeah. But not nasty beige.
Not old man beige,
not sort
is
of
it?
Crappy beige.
No.
Have you quite finished?
No. We'll carry on throughout the show.
Maybe it's oatmeal.
Yeah. Oatmeal.
Do you think it's oatmeal?
Quite possible.
We'll keep discussing it.
Anyway, it's looking very fetching, I thought. For once.
Anyway, that's wasted a good 10 minutes, hasn't it?
He's again got a microphone matching his outfit.
Yeah, I know.
It's quite a key thing with Paul. He moves these round depending on what he's wearing.
That's true.
It's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Twitter's gone mad.
Yes, it has. And we'd like to hear from you, the listeners out there. You do get a look in sometimes on this show. It's not just about Jules. We do... Oh, dress yourself, woman.
No, I've had a wardrobe.
You've had a wardrobe failure, haven't you? Yeah.
Yeah, I was coming round the roundabout today about 50 miles an hour trying to do this and put my lipstick on at the same time.
Yeah.
Carry on.
So we'd like to hear from you, the audience out there, and you can get in touch with us in all the usual ways. You can, in fact, call me on 01233 220035. That's Ashford 01233 220035. You can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on the show is to tweet me at VanillaWeb, and please use the hashtag #BeBunker.
Otherwise,
#BeBunker. Otherwise, I lose you.
He gets Larry.
I get Larry. We've had a few tweets, and I've counted them, and so far this morning we've had 1,932,001,004,000, and I've counted them. So if you don't use the Business Bunker hashtag, I won't find the 1,000,000,002 one, will I?
No, you won't.
And I'm going to start off with a tweet straight away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a tweet from the lovely Joanne Fraze. And she says, I would love a shout out on today's Business Bunker show, please, Paul. If you need advice on GDPR, we are your guys. For those of you that don't know, GDPR is the new General Data Protection Register that is about to be launched in 2018, and it's got a lot of rules about data protection that we all need to know about because it's another piece of regulation that they want to foist on us. And if you want to find out more about it, Joanne's company are Harlequin CDS. They are cyber security specialists. So there's your tweet, Joanne. Jules.
Hello. Okay, so Maidstone have got business awards coming up, I believe. They're open now, they say, for nomination, and the dinner is on June the 14th at the Great Danes Hotel. There are different categories. The startup is recognising a new startup that's shown a clear path to success. A small business, are you a standout small business, they ask, that's achieved constant growth. Creative digital, can you show evidence of expertise in digital, creative or media technologies? That might be one for Kenny, possibly. Mm-hmm. Customer service, can your business show that you offer high quality customer service? Rift Annette, that could be one for you.
Yeah.
Entrepreneur, are you known for your entrepreneurial flair? Who's wearing flares here? Nobody.
Paul.
Innovation, have you brought new ideas to life, whether that idea is big or small? Hospitality, Roland.
Mm.
Are you a hospitality business that can demonstrate outstanding performance and success? Are you?
I think we are, yes.
He's nodding.
I think they are too, yeah.
Right.
Go for it.
What you need to do...
There's only one drawback with that.
What?
He's not in Maidstone.
Oh, is it only for people in
it's
Maidstone?
It's only for people in Maidstone. You read it out at the top.
No, I know it's Maidstone.
It's the Maidstone
business.
Awards. It's for people in Maidstone. It's not
surely you can be on the cusp.
No. He's in Rochester. He's going to win the Rochester Award.
Go go to businessawardskent.co.uk/Maidstone-awards and vote for Rochester. That's what I say. Young Enterprise Kent and Medway Company of the Year. This is a final, which is coming up. It's Thursday the 4th of May. Not much information about this, Paul Andrews. Do you know about it?
I do.
Young Enterprise Kent and Medway Company of the Year final.
Yeah. Would you like me to tell you about it?
I would, yeah.
I do know about it because I'm chairing it. And I'm the host for the evening. The Young Enterprise is an organisation that encourages people at school, schools, to start businesses.
So is it age as 14 plus?
No, no, no. They're normally GCSE A-level students, so it's normally 16 to 18. And because they start a real business,
yeah,
and they compete with each other. They run a business for a year, and then at the end of the year, they enter a competition where we look at their P&L and their balance sheet and what they've done and their marketing plan and all that kind of stuff. I'm usually the chair of judges for the South Kent finals, which happened a few months ago. All of the regional finals have now taken place, and this Thursday evening at Oakwood Park Hotel in Maidstone, we are doing the Kent finals. So it's all the schools that won their individual area final now come together for Kent. Last year, the winners of Kent actually came on the radio show.
I remember.
Yeah, and they went on to the Southern Regional Finals.
Can you remember who they were?
Emma and...
they were from Highworth, weren't they?
They were from Highworth Grammar School.
Yeah.
It was Emma and... Ben. Emma and Ben.
Yeah.
And their company was called Green Shoots.
Yes, I remember very well.
Just call me Elephant.
So it is Thursday, I do. Thursday, 4th of May, at 17:30 to 8:30 at night, British summer time, they say.
Yeah.
And it's at Oakwood House, as my co-presenter Paul Andrews quite rightly said, which is in Maidstone, United Kingdom. I'll be on my way to get my new husband from Heathrow.
Will you?
Yeah, so I can't go, but I'm sure you'll do a lovely job.
I've co-opted Chris Pollard into being one of the judges as well, short notice. Yes, we had a shortage of judges at the last minute, so... Chris is going to be joining me on Thursday night.
Well, here's something that I would like to judge, and it's a homebrew class, Paul Andrews.
I wonder what she was going to say there. I was just about to turn her mic off.
Join our head barrister, Chase, on a home brewing journey as he teaches you how to make great coffee at home. From choosing the right beans to achieving the perfect... I actually thought it was ale, but there we go. But I do love a coffee, as you know. Yeah. To achieving the perfect grind... for your device and getting the coffee recipe just right. Garage Coffee at Fruitworks, 1 to 2 Jury Lane, Canterbury. Charlie Tango 1, 2 Nigel Rowland. Tuesday the 9th of May.
Jules has her own phonetic alphabet, I should warn you.
It's at 5:30 p.m. Yeah. And...
That's T for pterodactyl.
I love this. Duration. They give you the duration. It's approximately one and a half hours. I love that, don't you? How long to drink your coffee. And it's free, listener. So get there to Fruitworks in Jury Lane, find Garage Coffee and join the barista Chase on a home brewing journey. When is this? Tuesday 9th of May.
Next Tuesday.
I might be able to go.
Yeah.
5:30.
Yeah.
You can go to garageroasted.co.uk/products and book your class, or indeed go on to kentbusinessradio.co.uk and book.
I want to tell you about something now.
Koalas?
Koalas? No, nothing to do with koalas.
Okay.
It's quite an emotional thing, this.
Oh.
Okay. And I was contacted a while ago by a lady called Veronica Cook, and she's an author. And she asked me to mention this. And she says, Paul, I'm trying to promote my new book, Veronica Hidden Harm. That's the title of the book. It's been published by Austin McCauley. And my story is about my life growing up with parents who were addicted to heroin.
Gosh.
Mm. They went on to be prolific drug dealers in northwest London during the 80s and 90s. I was born prematurely and spent my early years living in London squats before moving to northwest London, where I occasionally went to school. I went through some difficult experiences, being tied up at the age of 8 by hysterical French drug addicts who held me ransom with a knife. My mum died in 2012 from hepatitis C caused by her heroin addiction, and this led me to having a breakdown. I sought help through a counsellor who suggested I write everything down to enable me to deal with buried emotional issues. That eventually became 93 chapters.
Wow.
it was very difficult reliving my past experience, but necessary for me to be able to process everything I experienced and to put it all into perspective to enable me to move on. I cut my ties with my sisters and dad, who are still very much embroiled in the drug culture. I'm hoping to reach out to others like me. At times, I felt so low that I wanted it all to end. I felt extremely isolated growing up and scared to talk to any outsiders for fear of being taken away by social services and ending up in care. I would like to encourage positive change regarding these issues. I've since become relatively successful, having run my own business with my husband for the last 10 years. I would like others like me to realise that there are opportunities to make a better life for yourself, especially if you're willing to take the risk and work hard. My book is available online through Amazon UK and through Austin Macaulay Publishers website. It can also be ordered through Waterstones and WH Smith. I have a book signing on Saturday the 13th of May at WH Smith High Street, Gillingham, and Saturday the 20th of May at WH Smith High Street, Sittingbourne. With kind thanks, Veronica Cook.
So that sounds check that amazing. Out. Can you tell me the name of her book,
Veronica? It's called Veronica, Hidden Harm.
That must have been a hugely cathartic, perhaps, but traumatic thing to have to write down in a book, and must have taken her ages. Mm-hmm. So very brave, I would think.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And cutting ties with family, I think, is...
It's hard.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So do check that out. And we'll talk about that some more. I'm hoping to have Veronica on as a guest in a few weeks' time.
Well, we love an author on this show.
Yeah, to talk some more about that. I've had a tweet from Dan Juby.
He's coming round on Thursday.
Is he out of your wardrobe now?
No, he didn't.
He's escaped.
No, he's coming on Thursday and Friday.
Oh, is he?
He was coming last week, Paul.
Step away from the wardrobe, Dan.
It's a bit worrying,
though. Billy Dean's still in there from last year.
Yeah, but it's a bit worrying because he was coming last week.
Right.
Which was fine because new husband was in New York and Chicago. New husband's coming back on Thursday when
what
Dan's
a blow.
Coming.
What a blow.
New husband's birthday's on Friday.
Oh, what
so
a
I've
blow.
I've got to juggle them.
Yeah, what a blow.
I'll just put one in one room and one in the other.
Yeah, that's the best thing.
He does a lovely drive. Have you got patios, Roland, at your St. George's Hotel?
We haven't, unfortunately, no.
Oh, well, I'll get you one.
Dan runs a company called Spinner Jet, and he does driveway patio cleaning.
It's amazing, and to
put it like that, he underestimates what he did. He refurbished my drive, and did, he actually made my drive look better than when it was first laid.
Yeah.
In a couple of days. So,
and the good thing about it is, apart from the fact he's very attractive and wears nice boots, is that he's it doesn't splash up. You know the power jets, the Karchers and other makes that are available, how they splash up and they sort of ruin everything afterwards, and you have to scrub everything down. His doesn't. It just neatly flicks, but clears the path and gets rid of everything, weeds and he's good.
I'm going to play some tunage now. This is a personal choice of mine, just for me, so you'll just have to tolerate it.
Cars, lovely song. Perfect.
Who's going?
nothing's wrong. Who's gonna drive you home tonight? Who's gonna hold it down?
Suppliers you can trust for your Kent business. Get a quote today at supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Your business will grow if you take advice from people who've been there and done it. See and hear world-class business experts in masterclasses and workshops at the only business show worth visiting. Grow Kent, June the 14th at the Mercure Great Danes Hotel, Maidstone. Get free tickets at growkent.co.uk or come on the day.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live, register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
Rift Accounting. Safety in numbers. Riftaccounting.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on Biz Radio and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, May the 2nd, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stockingly gorgeous Jill Sirkin. I've had a tweet from Denise Wilton.
Oh.
And Denise has said, Paul, can I have a Business Bunker shout out for MK Cycling? They provide mobile bike repairs in Kent, and they're fairly new to Twitter, so they'd like to say hello.
Hello.
And that's MK Cycling. Their Twitter handle is MK_cycling, and they're mobile bike repairers. And it's a lovely little shot of presumably the chap that owns it with his MK Cycling cycle mechanic repair van.
Good idea, because, you know, I don't really know how to change a tyre, I must say.
You've got a bike.
Yeah, of course I've got a bike. Because I grew up, I was in the era where we cycled everywhere.
No, but your bike's screwed to the floor, isn't it?
No, I've got bikes. I used to take my kids on the crossbar to school. And you don't know me.
No, I do. Gavin had a bike because I remember him getting knocked off on the way from the station.
He did. Yeah. He did. And I had to nurse him, and he was very curmudgeonly for months.
Chicken broth for ages, every night. Yeah, I know.
No, I had a Claude Butler, which he borrowed and left at Whitstable Station. And I said to him, you're going to get it nicked. And he did get it nicked in one day, my lovely Claude Butler. So, as you may or may not know, I've got a metal knee from a horse riding accident, Roland. So, my knee...
Because he would know that.
He saw me hobble. So, I have to be... I can't just go on any bike. I have to have the leg room to get the left knee round.
Test out the bike traps.
Yeah, I will, when I get another Claude Butler, which was stolen. And, you know, it was all shown on CCTV. Police said two youths taking four bikes at one time. But the CCTV TV film was so rubbish, they couldn't make, they just looked like grey furry people, koalas.
Maybe, yeah, I was going to say, it was the Whitsville koala gang.
Little koala,
obviously,
darling.
Yeah, yeah.
So what is the point of CCTV? I don't know. Kenny's looking though. See, he's a geek. What's the point of CCTV if you can't tell anything?
Well, you're nice to my guest.
Exactly. Yeah. I would love to be a geek, wouldn't you? Or a boffin.
Yeah.
Yes.
What she actually means is she'd like to work with Kenny, is what she actually means.
The biceps.
Yeah, that's what's doing it. I've had a tweet from the Kent Hamper Company.
Hamper. Oh, sorry. I'm still on furry things.
She's on furry things now, isn't she? The Kent Hamper Company. They say, hi, Vanilla Web and the Business Bunker. Thought we'd just say hello and ask for a Business Bunker shout-out, please, for all of us here at the Kent Hamper Company. And you can follow them on the Twitter, Kent Hamper, CO. Is their Twitter handle.
They are delicious hampers. I know them well, and I jest about hamsters. There won't be a hamster in there at all. But great chutneys, jams.
Oh, in the hamper.
Actually,
I thought you'd eaten the hamper.
Might pop
bit of roughage.
What, the basket?
Yeah, eat the basket.
No.
Yeah.
No, but very, very good Kentish hamper. Okay. Probably a little bit of Kent fine produce in there. Get it. Listen, you can take part in It's a Knockout for Pilgrim's Hospices. And this is on the 9th of July, so this is a diary date, 10 till 4, at Faversham Recreation Ground, M for Mother, E 13, 8, B for Bertie and F for Frederick. It's a Knockout is a fantastic way of raising... Excuse my co-presenter snorting.
It's a frenetic outfit. It's brilliant.
Fantastic way
a for
of
Archibald.
Raising... Can you stop heckling? Raising much-needed funds to help our team to be there for the next family in East Kent who needs our expert nursing care and support, she said, soldiering on. Everyone will be guaranteed to have a great time knowing that they're contributing to the work that Pilgrim's Hospice does. And it is, as you know, listener, a brilliant, brilliant service that they're offering the hospices, if you've ever visited one. They say, join us for a day to remember in an impressive games arena packed full of colourful inflatable obstacles of different shapes and sizes. Games of intriguing names such as Old MacDonald's Farm, The King's Banquet, Castle Chaos, Manic Mangles and Knights of the Round Table. Intriguing when they're dry and definitely challenging when wet. Enter teams of up to 10 adults, they say, aged 16 or over, to take on the inflatable course. And there'll be judges, they'll be judging on speed and prowess during each of the games. So you can register for £25 per person for a team of 10 with a medal. You can invite friends and family, etc. And there'll be lots of food and drinks as well. We ask that all teams, they say, raise a minimum sponsorship of £50 per participant to help raise much needed funds for hospice care. So to sign up, please go to Victoria Fryer, F-R-I-A-R, like Tuck, Fryer Tuck, 01233 504 111, or you can go to her email, which is victoria.fryer@pilgrimshospices.org. Or on Kent Business Radio.
Thank you.
No doubt.
Everything you hear here will be found on Kent Business Radio website if you need to check out any of the links. Release Your Brilliance, Jules. Your Brilliance. This Thursday, the 4th of May, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Chilston Park Hotel at Lenham, just outside Maidstone. Are you a woman?
Yes.
Are you a woman who wants to stand up, stand out, and feel great as a business owner? Or in your company, are you getting what you want? Are you where you want to be? Are you good enough? We need to talk about the bits that are letting you down.
Oh dear, well, this morning.
Yeah,
completely.
Today, so the bits are all over the place, I have
they
to tell
were,
you.
Yeah, this wrap dress. Yeah. I mean, Annette, you know where I'm going on
that. I know where you're going.
The wrap dress.
I feel your pain.
It's just...
I feel it.
Yeah.
Well, you need to get along to Release Your Brilliance.
When is it?
Because enough's enough. Thursday. At the Chilston Park, three inspiring ladies, each an expert in her own field, have joined together to bring you this full-day immersion event. Ali Harold, who's the founder of Ali Harold Coaching.
She's fabulous.
All three of these ladies are fabulous. Ali is a public speaking coach, former actress and singer. Deb Turner, the founder of You Image Consultancy, that will teach you how to dress yourself properly.
Yeah. Not with a hairpin.
Not with a hairpin and all the rest of it, yeah. And then the absolutely gorgeous Bird, properly known as Sarah Ann Lucas, who is the founder of Bird on a Bike.
What time is this?
9 till 4.
Okay, so I could possibly go and then go and get new husband after.
You could. Yeah. You could, yeah. So they say you'll find your voice, you'll know what to wear, you'll be the most important person you know. Join us for this day, this full-day immersion event designed especially for you. You can find more details and you can book your place by going to their website, which is releaseyourbrilliance.co.uk.
Fabulous. There's a crazy cycle attempt going on. I've crazily, this is Alan, we don't know who. Oh,
Alan Noak. It's Alan Noak.
We love Alan Noak.
We do indeed.
Crazily, he's been listening for 100 years.
He has, first at
show.
Least.
He says he's crazily agreed to attempt the Way of the Roses, a 170-mile bike cycle challenge from Morecambe to Bridlington. Bridlington, do I have to say it like that?
Bridlington.
Ew. Over the next May Bank holiday.
And all that.
Timmy Taylor's Stamford Bought By. Mm. Over the next May Bank holiday, which is the 27th, 29th of May, I'm raising money for the Kent Scouts expedition to Ghana. Mm-hmm. He needs to talk to my new husband. Mm. In 2018 to help teach and do a building project at an African school. I can help him on this. He's got a video, which will be on YouTube. The sponsorship page is virginmoneygiving.com/Alan Noak Ghana. All contributions greatly received. I've only one more month left, says Alan, to get myself fit enough. Best regards, Alan. He needs to come over to you, doesn't he?
Mm.
Yes.
He lives in Deal, actually, Alan.
Even better. There you are.
He does indeed.
Get him doing it, and you could video him. And
yeah, absolutely.
There we are. Lynette's on it.
Good stuff. Because he's also trying to organise something a long way in the future, which is he is a maths teacher, but he's also a Kent Scout Commissioner. And they're trying to take an expedition to Antarctica. But, of course, you can imagine that's pretty expensive. So they've got like a 2 or 3 year fundraising exercise to get all of that
together. You've got to have your own polar bear and everything.
Yeah, because it's really funny. Alan came. I own a place called Fruitworks in Canterbury, which is a community workspace, and we do an event called Create, which is a networking event. And about 3 years ago, Alan was talking, giving a talk about some of the things that he does with the Scouts and stuff like that. And he just happened to mention that one of his dreams on his bucket list was to visit the scientific station in Antarctica. And a bloke right in the front row went, "Oh, that's funny, my brother's the station manager there. I can organise that for you." How bizarre is that?
It's a small world.
It is so bizarre, isn't it? Anyway, moving away from the bizarre to the extraordinary, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome our first guest of the day onto the Business Bunker Show, Mr. Roland Stanley. Welcome, Roland. Thank you for coming along.
Hi, Paul. Hi, Julie.
Roland is the owner of St. George Hotel in Rochester.
That's right, yes.
Really interesting place. Lots of things happening there. But I want to start off, because when we were off air earlier, Roland gave Jules a bit of an insight into the background to the hotel. And I wonder if you wouldn't mind doing that again. Sorry to make you repeat yourself. But just tell us a little bit about the history of the hotel.
Yeah, no problem. Well, the hotel was built in the 1960s by my granddad, George Stanley.
Right.
It was a bit of a character, my granddad, around Medway. He was very well known. He was the type of guy who'd walk into a pub, buy everybody a drink.
Yeah.
They'd have the drink and half of them would walk out.
Right.
But the people that stayed were really loyal to him, and he's pretty well loved. Right. But he's a bit of a rogue.
Right.
He started off as an apprentice at Shorts Brothers in Rochester on the Esplanade there, and he decided pretty early on he didn't want that to be his whole life, so he started working in a coffee shop on Rochester Bridge that he owned, and from there he went on to build his little empire. He had a haulage company. He had a wharf on the River Medway called Stanley Wharf. That he used to import and export things. And,
what did he import and export?
All sorts of
sugar?
Things. Sugar, bricks, beets, kitty litter. Yeah, 10,000 tons of kitty litter.
So that would be Kent stocks, would it be? He would bring in it. Old Kent stocks, old Yellers.
No, this was from Europe. He used to bring them in.
Okay.
All sorts of things.
Little
he used French to import
stocks,
and export.
Then. Little French bricks.
Yeah.
She's on bricks.
On bricks.
We're doing kitty litter and you're doing bricks. So I didn't know kitty litter had different names.
He used to do that. And then he bought the Great Danes Hotel in Maidstone.
Right, okay.
And ran that for quite a while.
Right.
And then one day he was driving along New Road Avenue in Rochester and his car broke down. And in those days, obviously, no mobile phones. So he got out, knocked on somebody's door, and within a couple of hours, he'd bought two houses.
And then, as you do. Yeah.
And this was a
he was going to be staying there a while.
Yeah. this was like a Friday afternoon, and then by Monday morning, he'd come up with an idea to build a hotel, and he'd actually started knocking down parts of the actual buildings, and the building is his hotel in Rochester.
Wow.
So
that is what you really call the entrepreneurial spirit, isn't it? That's really how it used to happen. Yeah.
Like in those days, it's so much easier as well. You know, there's no planning needed.
No regulations.
No,
yeah,
none of that
do what
sort
you
of
like.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Cool. So he went on, and I've actually put some pictures out on Twitter as well with the hashtag Business Bunker of the hotel as it opened up in the 1960s.
We'll check those out. And if you see them, do retweet them and share them about. So your grandfather built the hotel personally.
Pretty personally. With bricks he used to import from the wharf. So whatever turned up at the wharf, that's what got built. So that's what a hotel is built on that.
One wall's made of kitty litter because he ran out of bricks.
Stop being catty.
I wouldn't put it past him.
Was he married?
He was, yes.
So your grandma or grandmother or nanny, did she sort of put up with this behaviour just going out on a Friday and buying everybody drinks and then buying a couple of hotels?
Yeah, it was a bit unique, my granddad, because he had a wife, but he also had a girlfriend as well. And the wife used to live at a house in Wilson Avenue in Rochester, and his girlfriend used to run the hotel.
Right.
In the flat there. So he had during the week he was at work, and at the weekend he used to go home.
Now listen.
I love his style.
We're all sitting here looking at Roland earlier without a clue about any of this, weren't we? Yeah, and he looks a fine, upstanding young man, doesn't he? And all of a sudden we get all this inside story. I mean, I'm sorry, everyone else is going to have to go home. We're staying with him for 2 hours. I've got to see where this ends up. I really hope. Yeah.
So when you're only a small child, you know, if you've been told not to mention the other grandmother to the other one, that's a bit of a challenge.
Now, which one did you prefer?
I like both of them, they're both unique.
Who gave you the most sweeties and treats?
My one grand, she used to give me mints. That's the only sweet she ever used to give me. They're all extra strong mints. We had five. They're not really the most.
No, they're not.
Sweet,
why did she do that? Maybe you had bad breath or something.
Maybe, yes. She's trying to tell me something.
Halitosis.
Definitely, yeah. Maybe.
Tonsils. So when you were a kiddie, were you, growing up, sort of cycling along in the corridors and things a bit like that? What's that horror film? Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Charlotte.
Hello, on Yes It. Yeah.
The Shining, Were you like that?
No, I had very little to do with the hotel. My dad and my granddad unfortunately fell out. So up until the 1990s, I had virtually nothing to do with the hotel. And the hotel was leased out to another company. And it was only early 1990s that the company that was leasing the hotel went bust. My granddad was still around, and my dad just literally took over the hotel. He knew nothing about running a hotel. He was an engineer, and he used to do structural engineering, so he used to know about building buildings, but he knew nothing about running a hotel.
So he's a bit Fawlty Towers.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, and it was the most appalling hotel. You wouldn't want to say that. It was awful. Literally threadbare carpets everywhere. You drew the curtains, and it was just you could see straight through them.
Right.
And, you know, if we had two to ten people staying there a night, it was a busy, busy night.
Rodents?
Not too many of those.
Off the wharf.
Yeah. But yeah, it was certainly a place you really wanted to
stay. You just swerved at some corny joke about Roland Rat.
Yeah. He's been the bane of my life.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I noticed you sidestepped that really neatly, Roland. Well done.
But yeah, he took over in the early 90s. Mm. And so he went on and he managed to keep the business going. Mm. But then in 1996, he gave me a call and said, could you come and help me out? Because I trained as a chef. I've worked in, trained in France, and I worked sort of some restaurants and places up in London and Kitscote restaurant at Bluebell Hill.
Right, okay.
And so I worked a few places, and I said, yeah, come down, I'll help you out for a couple of weeks. And the business,
you're still there.
Yeah, the business was bankrupt, you know, we had 100 grand's worth of debt, and it was all still pretty bad. And I just said, well, let's try and give it a go. We pushed on, and we managed to keep the business running and sort of built it up.
Cool.
And,
So as a chef, what kind of food are you serving in Rochester at the hotel?
Oh, it's all sort of like classic British food. Yeah, I mean, the customers we have during the week are sort of, they really want like good hearty dishes. So that's the sort of food we do.
Okay. But in general, the clientele of the hotel, what kind of clients? Is it mostly business stayers?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty defined. I mean, during the week, sort of Monday to Thursday, it's virtually all sort of business clientele using the hotel facilities,
right.
using the actual bedrooms as well.
Yeah.
Then weekends, we do a lot of weddings. You know, people sit in front of the hotel and they think we're a little 12-bedroom bed and breakfast, but we're actually a huge great hotel. It sort of goes down the back and it's uniquely designed by my granddad.
You were telling me, we met up a few weeks ago, didn't we? Mm. And you were telling me about the premises, because sadly I've not been there yet. I am looking forward to visiting, but it's quite a large amount of space that you've got, isn't it?
Yeah, it's huge, and we've got 45 bedrooms in use at the moment. We've got a ballroom for 300.
Right.
300, brilliant.
300 people, plus we've got another function room for 150.
Because that's the difficulty we find in Kent, putting on functions to have, you know, they're often 100, 150, but 300 is
300,
great.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Plus we've got our Masonic temple as well, that my granddad's thing. When he built his own hotel,
right.
he was a great Mason, so he wanted to build his Masonic temple, which he did.
Right.
And
is that still used? Do you still called lodge meetings?
Lodge meetings, that's still used.
My dad was a Mason.
Yeah. Was he?
I never really knew much about it. It's on telly at the moment.
It's on telly at the moment.
I haven't watched it, but I will do. That's why I've gone quiet, because I know nothing about it.
Well, I'm a Mason. I've been a Mason for the last 15
show
years.
Show me the handshake.
Yes. I can't show you that.
It's also secret.
Yeah, that's how he knew you had a dodgy knee.
Yeah,
it was the handshake, mate. So, how long have you been running the hotel now, Robin?
Well, I've been running a hotel about 15 years.
Right, okay.
My dad told me he wanted to retire.
Yeah.
He bought a house in Cyprus. Mm. And it was another thing. Literally on a Friday, he told me he wanted to retire. And then by Monday, he was gone. So,
Like father, like son.
So he literally bought me a suit, bought me a name badge, told me I was manager, and that was it, really. That was my training. And literally dumped me in it. And I literally learned as I went along
with
my colleague, Claire Amos, who's managed the hotel with me for the whole time.
Right.
So, we literally made it up as we went along.
Right.
And out from there.
It's actually quite a good way to learn, even though it's a bit exciting in the early days.
Yeah, but it could be a disaster.
Of course it could, but so can anything.
Yeah.
Even the best planned things can end up in disaster. Mm. So, you know, without distracting too much from what Roland's going to say, but my experience as an entrepreneur is that so many people try to avoid disaster, avoid failure, and end up doing nothing, that you might as well just go for it, and if it all fails, do something else and pretend you didn't notice, you know. That's what carpets are for, being swept under.
I think blissful ignorance at the time as well. We were completely unaware of what we were doing, so the mistakes
you
make.
But do you know, Roland, it is such an underrated quality, blissful ignorance, because there are so many people that know, because they've worked in an industry forever, how it works. And when you say, well, why don't you do that? No, it never works. I've been in this industry 25, 30 years or whatever, and we know it never works. Whereas people that don't know it don't work aren't disinclined to try something different. It might not work, but it might. And that's the difference. So you've been running the George Hotel for 15 years.
Yeah.
St. George Hotel.
That's it.
Fun. We will talk about dragons in a minute. What are your plans? Where are you going with it? What do you think's going to happen? I know some of the things that you're planning and thinking about, and I'm really interested in that, and I want to talk about that in a moment from a business point of view. I have seen, because I've seen it on Twitter and Facebook and stuff like that, you do run a number of business events there. I know Ash runs some of his ABC meetings there, Ash Lawrence, and you do a lot of those kind of things there. Where do you see the hotel side of it going?
The hotel industry has changed, most of the industry has changed massively in the last 5 years. Mm. With online, all of actually all our bookings now come online. And big booking, the online travel agents like booking.com as well, really put pressure on businesses like ours, small independent hotels.
Absolutely, and you got the vagaries of TripAdvisor, of course.
That's it, yeah. I love TripAdvisor. If you use TripAdvisor properly, it benefits your business massively.
Sure.
And we do love TripAdvisor and things like Facebook reviews, you know, they are really important to our business, and we actually look forward to getting them to make sure we're doing things right, and if we're doing them wrong, people tell us, which is good.
Yeah, it's as it should be.
But the hotel, and going forward, we're looking to refurbish the rooms going forward, and the business side, we've got a lot more people using the hotel Monday to Friday. Mm. We do a business pass for our reception, which is $9.95, so people can come in literally from 8 in the morning to 5 in the evening, use the hotel reception Wi-Fi, drink as much coffee as they want, have lunch, and have a slice of cake to take home afterwards as well. Mm. All for $9.95.
That's pretty good.
So yeah. It's pretty good. It's pretty popular, and you're getting more to be more of a business hub within our actual reception. And it's really good to have so many sort of businesses coming in there.
And I guess that's where your next plan came from, as a kind of outcropping of that. So let's dwell on that, because it's something that you and I have talked about. Mm. And I think it's really exciting, and I'm really pleased that it sounds like you're going to go ahead with it. So why don't you tell us what those kind of plans are, because that's cool.
Certainly. I mean, St. George Hotel, so St. George is pretty well known for having his dragon. And so he's decided to use an unused space we've got at the hotel. As we've been building on our business with some of the other businesses coming in, we decided to create Dragon Co-working.
Right.
So we've got office space in there, and we're also going to have co-working space as well. It's all still in the planning stages at the moment, but we're looking towards New York, where we've been researching a lot of co-working spaces over there, and just seeing what they're doing, sort of different, you know.
Yeah.
And I think Medway will massively benefit from
the
co-working space, just where people can come together. They literally, I mean, people on a Friday afternoon, going back to a Friday, they've got a little niggling in the back of their head. They want to start a business, but they've got no idea where to do it. So they clear their desk over the weekend in the spare bedroom, and they sit there on Monday and they do nothing, because you know, they're at home.
Yeah.
They stroke the cat, they make a cup of tea, they have a few biscuits, they watch a bit of Jeremy Kyle.
Work in their pants,
And that's it, The alternatively, they could be in a space with other people who are enthusiastic about starting their businesses, and where they get support to do that. And
absolutely.
That's something that we really want to do, and I'm really excited about doing it, because I think it can massively help the whole Medway sort of start-up.
It certainly will. I mean, as you know, I own and run Fruitworks, which is a community workspace in Canterbury. We're very often asked, people come and look at Fruitworks and they go, blimey, if only this was in Medway or somewhere else. And they say, you know, we need somewhere like that. I'm in Canterbury. I can't move. You know, it's in Canterbury. So we're really pleased that you're looking at doing this in Medway, because it is the future of work for an awful lot of people. You know, this balance between working at home and working in a community space is really crucial. For those people that work at home, some people feel good about it, but most people get bomb happy after a while of just being locked in home with nobody to talk to, nobody to bounce things off of. You don't have to leave your home office 5 days a week, but if you can get out a couple of days a week at least and into a shared space, it kind of relieves the tension and gives you a break. So
absolutely.
So we're really looking forward to that. So you're working on that at the moment.
Yeah.
You're going to have both hot desking space and some kind of cubicled offices.
That's it, yeah. We're going to have cubicled offices, going to have six of those,
right.
Plus we're going to have meeting rooms, plus meeting rooms within the hotel as well.
Yeah.
Plus we're going to be doing networking events and training sessions and seminars. And
fantastic.
And some Ash Lawrence is going to be doing some seminars as well about that to help people. And plus we already have networking events within the hotel. We have ABC, which is next Friday morning from 7 o'clock.
Right.
And other groups as well. So, yeah.
Fantastic. So loads of plans, loads of things. You're still innovating, which I love.
Mm, yeah? Yes, absolutely.
And you're still growing and changing and doing everything. We absolutely love that. Roland, thank you for telling us your story.
No problem.
We're going to pin him down afterwards and get the rest of it. We're going to get the full Monty out of him, and we're going to get him back, and we're going to do a special.
I'm just going to mosey on down there and sit on a couch with him with a couple of bottles of something.
I'm going to do a radio special on Granddad Stanley. That's what I'm doing. I want the full Monty on him.
The full Stanley.
Yeah, we want the full Stanley on that.
We've got lots of stories. I mean, the hotel industry has won many things, but it's certainly not boring.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you still got the wharf?
Unfortunately, no. It got compulsory purchased about 10, 15 years ago.
Ooh.
And it's actually still called Stanley Wharf, but Medway Council have, I think, finally agreed to do some building work on it.
Right, okay.
What, flats or offices or
I think,
mixture?
Yeah, mixture, hotels.
Yeah.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, shops,
nice.
Flats, yeah.
Yeah, normal stuff. Cool. Yeah. Roland, thank you so much for joining us on Business Bunker Show.
Pleasure.
Do stay with us for the rest of the show. If people want to find out more about your hotel, how can I do that? You got a website?
Certainly, yeah. I've got a website, which is george-hotel.co.uk, Facebook, St George Hotel, or Twitter, St George Hotel.
Fantastic. So give them a follow on the Twitter,
yeah.
Like their Facebook page, check out their website, and as your plans unfold, I'm sure you'll tell us, and we can tell everybody else that when you're open for business with the hot desk in, and we can send hundreds of people over there.
Brilliant.
To celebrate with you. For the moment, Roland, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you.
Very interesting. Can't wait to go down there.
Absolutely.
To George's.
We've still got tweets coming in. We've still got loads of emails. I had a tweet from the lovely Sally Laker, Sally for Cakes. Oh, she makes the most fabulous cakes.
She does. She made my wedding cake. Yeah. It is my anniversary.
She made my birthday cake as well.
On Friday. It is my wedding anniversary as well as Gavin's
birthday. Gavin's
birthday
on the 5th, this Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my wedding
Your new husband.
Yeah. And what she does...
And what's your anniversary?
Well, we have a 21-year-old.
Yeah, exactly. Your new husband.
We've only been married
21 years.
We've only been married since 2011, so he is actually my new husband.
Yeah, but you've been together for...
Seems like longer, yeah, I know what you mean. But you know what Sally does? She replicates our wedding cake and his birthday cake every year for us.
Oh, does she?
Yes, I have a
She's fabulous. She's so talented.
I know,
she?
I just sit and eat
She's really brilliant. Sally for Cakes. Number four cakes
She's
on Twitter.
She's award winning, you know.
She certainly is. Really brilliant. Do give her a follow. I've also had a tweet from the Heating Hub. Can we have a shout out, Vanilla Web Business Bunker? Got some lovely hot dogs. Enter for our competition. And it closes on the 19th of May. For those that don't know, the Heating Hub provide stoves and wood burners and all kinds of heating equipment and paraphernalia. And they're running a competition. They want your pet dog as of the face of their packaging, okay? So they're asking people to submit pictures, and she's got loads of
lovely hounds,
puppy pictures, because we've got a shortage of puppy pictures on social media. we got loads of lovely people sending in their puppy pictures and their doggy pictures, and there's loads of prizes to win, from pet grooming through dog bowls and leads and all kinds of stuff. So you've got until the 19th of May to participate in this. And if you want to, if you go to their website, theheatinghub.co.uk/hotdogs.
And
if you want to find out more about it, you can follow the hashtag on social media, #hotdogs.
Also, Vanilla Web, Paul Andrews, they're looking for food producers in Kent, or chefs indeed, Roland, near Sevenoaks area to cook on their wood-burning stove this very weekend. So they want us to shout that out. So chefs,
absolutely,
wood burning chefs.
Yeah, they got a wood burning stovetop, and they're doing an event in Tenterton in a couple of weeks, and I'm cooking at that.
What are you doing? You're doing kebab or something.
I'm going to reheat a kebab from. I'm going to reheat an extra chili kebab from Zaffa's van by the toilets.
Now be careful, Stovehub, because if he makes it home, his home hygiene is not. When I did that party, do you remember the rat cloth?
That was you.
Yeah, but I found it in your... Well, no,
No, you didn't find it in my kitchen. You found it in my pool room.
I found rat droppings on the picnic table that I was trying to put out.
Cleaned it with my face towel and put the face towel back in the bathroom.
I forgot, and then I phoned him.
And then blame me.
I phoned him 2 days later and said, oh, you know, better throw that out. And I remembered. I've been
using it for 2 days.
I had
covered in rat poo.
Partake. It's probably good for the complexion. I would think, Roland, wouldn't you? Talking of rats.
I probably wouldn't give it a go.
Anyway, Zaffa's reheated double chili kebab
That's
is
what
my
you're
speciality.
Doing. So what's the date you're doing, Tenterden?
I can't remember.
So I can avoid it.
It's at the end of May,
I'll be in Niagara Falls.
Neil from FMRC has also been on. Business Bunker, shout out, please, Paul, for fraudmanagementresourcecentre.co.uk. That's their website. Many thanks and good luck with the show. That's Neil at FMRC, Fraud Management Resource Centre, and you can follow them on the Twitter at FMRC_inquiry, or their website is fraudmanagementresourcecentre.co.uk.
Business Community Breakfast is a charity event. This is Norma Rice at MYT. This is in Chatham. It's the Sunlight Rotary members, and they're holding a big breakfast on Thursday, the 27th of April, in aid of supporting bowel cancer, which is probably something that everyone at some point has contact with through family, friends and colleagues, they say. There will be a speaker, and the venue is at St Mary's Island Community Centre, 7:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. It's a fiver, and the proceeds go to the charity of the day, which is the bowel cancer charity. And they say they'd love it if some of the business community would attend. So Norma Rice is the partnership broker, MYT, Improving Life Chances of Young People. And there is a phone number, which I'm going to read out, and there is a Twitter. So the tweet is, the person to tweet is at N Rice, R-I-C-E, MYT. And the mobile is 078 07843287801. I can see Roland writing that down as we speak.
Fantastic. I just had a tweet from Tracy Ferguson.
Hello, Trace.
She said, I've just spent an hour this morning on the phone to HMRC, so it's actually a treat to listen to the Business Bunker Show
really?
This afternoon.
She must be the first person who's ever said that.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, absolutely.
A practical guide to securing your business data, cash and reputation. We are delighted to invite you to register for our free breakfast seminar. This is from Francis Collode, yes, of Breachers. They say that it's going to be a free breakfast seminar in conjunction with Towergate Insurance Brokers and Creston Reeves Chartered Accountants. It's Tuesday the 13th of June, so it's a date for your diary, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Hilton Hotel, Bearsted Road, Maidstone, Kent. And they'll be covering practical legal steps to protect and prepare yourself from cyber risks and data theft. They've got Errol Hussein, the partner, and Catherine Dorr, the partner of Breachers. And cyber data breach and fraud insurance is going to be explained. That's by Peter Heffer, who's the sales director of Towergate Insurance Brokers. And they'll also be talking about examples of fraud and how to minimise or prevent it. That'll be Tom Wacher. He's the director of forensic accounting at Creston Reeves. And these brief talks will be followed by keynote speaker Lewis Hunt of Barclays Digital Eagle, who will show you how to avoid becoming a target of cybercrime. Go to email Francis Calade, C-A-L-O-D-E-J, at Breachers.co.uk. I said that originally. Cool. Don't know why I've changed
I know it. Tom Wacher.
Do you?
Yeah, he used to play hockey with my eldest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go along to
you
that.
You needed to know that, of course.
Tuesday the 13th of June, that cool. is. 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at Hilton Hotel.
I've had a tweet from the lovely Jacqueline Offin.
Hello.
Of JJ Systems.
She often tweets in, doesn't she?
Oh, very
she?
Good. Vanilla Webb, how about a shout-out, please, for JJ Systems on the Business Bunker Show? You're very welcome. JJ Systems, an IT support company, based over there in the Whitstable area, but covering the whole of the southeast of England. You can follow them on the Twitter at JJ Systems, or their website, which is jjsystems.co.uk. So do give them a follow on the Twitter. That's Jacqueline Offin of JJ Systems.
There's a breakfast seminar. It's at 8.30 to 10 a.m, including tea, coffee and pastries. It's Sally Marshall's breakfast seminar. £12 plus VAT, she says, or non-members, £16. This is Kent and Victor Chamber. You can book by going to kentinvictorchamber.co.uk. They say it's perfect for new and small businesses, sole traders and established businesses. Marshall's Consulting help business owners free up their time and focus on their vision and increase their profits.
Fantastic, thank you. We've had a tweet from the lovely Organic Sisters.
Ah, Caroline and Liz.
Caroline and Liz from Riverfield _ Kent. And they say, Business Bunker, try our new light recipe veg box. Organic, stunning recipes with fewer calories. What are they trying to sell me? And they've gone, hashtag snake hips. We haven't dashed that out for a long while, have we?
No.
I've lost nearly 2 stone now.
Good for you. Yeah. Well yeah. done. What have you been doing? Not eating?
Yeah. It works every time.
Try their lightweight box.
It's all
organic. Maybe they'll send you one for free.
Oh, no, I don't need them to do that. I'm more than happy to pay for it.
Well, try one.
I will.
You can have it delivered here to your office.
No point. We're moving out.
Don't be facetious.
We have two amazing and successful ladies speaking at our next Women in Business lunch on the 29th of June at Chilston Park. Susanna Schofield. It hasn't said this, but it's Susanna Schofield OBE. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Gave up her job on the board of Royal Mail, managing over 800 staff, and now runs her own international business. Find out why. And it's a really interesting story. Also, the lovely Audrey and her debut book, Love Selling, about how to sell without selling out. It reached number one on the Amazon bestseller list.
That's
so these two ladies are speaking at Women in Business Lunch on the 29th of June at Chilston Park. This is going to be so much business content. And the next lunch, just read a bit more about Suzanne and Audrey below and then book your place. And you can find out all about that by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/business events tab. And then there's a link there where you can go in. You can find out all about the speakers. You can find out about the venue. And you can book your tickets.
Sounds good. ZC, the famous ZC social media, are offering free fully funded courses which can improve your knowledge and understanding in social media. You'll be they'll be offering courses in Facebook marketing for your business, email resources and business tools, developing your business online, social media advertising and promos, and also social media for your business. And if you qualify for the courses, they're saying, if you're employed as an SME or in an SME with 1 to 249 employees, you will qualify for the free course. And if you're located in Southeast Local Enterprise Partnership area of Kent and Medway, if you answered yes to both questions, you can book your free place. Contact Paul at zcsocialmedia.com or go to zcsocialmedia.com.
Fantastic. Thank you. We're now going to join Stephanie in the newsroom and then we'll be back right after this.
Channel Radio News Update.
The Shadow Home Secretary Diane Abbott has come under pressure to explain how a Labour government would pay for an additional 10,000 police officers. During an interview, Abbott stumbled over the question of how